homicide. Homicide.
Say it again, Stahl.
Having technical difficulties.
You are born to become another son of Adam. Because then you have this blessing in God's eyes, a son of God. We have been adopted. Write the reference down. Galatians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Because of the adoption process in God's eyes and how Paul describes it in Galatians, first of all, that we might receive it. And because ye are sons, God has crying of a father. Verse 7, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So adoption is that thing that happens to you when you got saved, when you trust. You are Francis, but in God's eyes, because Francis Jim, my adopted son, Francis Jim, one of my, he wasn't. He's born to the Jim family, but you're, you know, not because born to a Navia family, but because of the new birth, see, birth, physical birth, spiritual birth, affords us to be, so we've been adopted. And a servant is someone who's of a son. I think of a butler. A long time ago, they had these huge bells and a system of bells for each floor. Master of the home, master of the state's room. He rings there, someone comes up there from the bottom floor. And when it's time to eat, they eat down below. They don't eat with the separate quarter. Sleeping. They never really get in contact with them except for when they're serving them. Ring, ring, ring. Yes. Tie my shoelaces. Oh. Why can't you tie yourself? Well, because I have servants. Okay? And then, you know, men just to get dressed by butlers, that kind of thing. He gives you insight, and the guy has to come over here. For Americans to have that butler in his house, there are things like that. But if you are wealthy, and these people who are serving have a job, but if somebody has to be in my room, I can trim my nose hair, shave me. That's not our culture. Servant, anything else. And at the dinner table, they serve the entree. They stand to the side. It's like those guards. Stuff like that. And the people try to make them laugh. And they are servants. Now, the family sits at the table. The family, head of house, wife, and the children, the servants. They eat somewhere else. But they never, because we're saved, we're born again, or at the meal. But so that's what that is about. And that ought to make, you know, servant comes up to you, yes, ma'am. I want more because it's comfort food. Certainly, what flavor? Macadamia nut, vanilla, or chocolate? Like I'm their master. Well, it's really owner, and you are a servant. You're supposed to serve us. We don't serve you. To son is very plain from Galatians and how Paul portrays you are. You're born of God. You're one of His kids. In reality, that is what you are. What you are, and of course, don't make an issue. Does that make you feel better? Friends do not call the master father. Another word is sir. They have been, if they are close to the master of the house. He never imposes his will to the house. He never objects to him to the point where he's insisting on his opinion to be done in regards to anything of the state. He always defers to the master. He has interest that the master is successful. Everything runs smooth. He makes a good decision. What do you think we should do? If he's a long-standing employee, head butler, chief butler, what?
The valet.
And he might say, what do you think? You know, I think it's good. It's up to him to make the call. And then, of course, it's a different relationship. So the relationship that they call a son of God. Well, that's what you are, though. So you may not feel it. You may not adapt to him. David almost twice, when he was running from him, he never did. Cut off his skirt, took his spear. And both times he let Saul know that he could have killed him, but he had such respect for God's anointed, he would not even touch him. David went, I'm just a flea. I'm just a flea. The point is very plain. He's nothing. He's the king. He's God's anointed. I respect that. The child of God does not feel like that's what you are. So, August 28th, 2000, son of God. Same thing. So when you became adopted as a full-grown son, boom, instant growth. 1 minute, and boom, instant. When you got saved, you're a full-grown son of God, adopted. That's what you are, no matter how you feel. What manner of love? He's again like saying, what? You would say, what? If I told you, you would say, what? If you knew the story, they got crushed into the old days of pineapple factory and thing, and sometimes they diced it. They got chopped by Vanderbilt. Now, last night they got diced. Smoke marijuana. Some of them tried to ease their pain. That's a shocking thing. The man who, he was a cartoonist, and he was named Pearl Roth. Your public library, and said for him to put in his cartoon strip, and he would illustrate. He spent 52 years of his life, just had long hours, 6 days a week. The man began to radio programs, just fought into TV shows, and of course that's Ripley's, believe it or not. Well, did you know, by the way, did you know that one other cartoonist who was just starting out had a cartoon strip he wanted to sell, like, because it fit into the and razor blades that was Snoopy. Huh. Charles Schulz was first published. You have to learn that doctrine. Odd facts are concerned for people to say, Edna, 1934, natural oddity in his, not museum, but it was called ODT, Odd Editorial, Odd People, Odd Facts. She, 1934, the Chicago World Fair time. In fact, she could do that with such regularity and such ease. She once swallowed neon bulbs. Neon exploded. And so, here's the point. Believe it or not, that after telling you what we are, sons of God, then it says in verse number 2, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. You? What you are right now, as he is. Shall be is a future thing. His old age, when he writes this, he's talking about presently, but there's something going to happen in the day, he's saying, but there's something even greater to happen in the future. Now, people who are looking forward to it, they are happy to be engaged, but that engagement ring tells about what will happen at a certain time. So they're looking forward, one day something's going to happen to the Christian. Son of God, something's going to happen to him in the future. He says, we know that we shall be like him. It's going to happen. We know that when he shall appear, like him, we shall see him as he is. It's going to be when the Lord comes back. And when you see him, it'll be when you have this spirit. We know. John doesn't talk like, I'm not sure, when is the economy going to turn around? When will things be better in this economy? We hope, but we're not sure. We cannot, experts say online, they say, well, when this is going to take place, well, we know that this is going to last for a little while, but by this certain month, future people don't know. The experts, a lot of times, are wrong. If we don't stop doing certain things, as some of them are saying, that if we don't stop doing something, then in 10 years go by, things, they're a lot of times wrong. And except to that, maybe when it comes to certain kind of medicines, they might be very right about things. Dentists are really after it. Other than that, if a dentist says x-ray shows, but there are some things and you have to have some balance about what you need. Sometimes, so we have to have that in mind. It's wrong about a lot of things. There are lots we know this is going to happen. Very confident about what will happen to the Christian in the future, Uncle says. Would you rather believe what some smart, intelligent, unsaved man says about the future, or would you rather believe what the Bible says? We drug uneducated fishermen over what some PhD said. So that's how you take things. Now, this will happen, that we shall see him as he is. Now, listen, turn to Philippians chapter 1. This is a familiar scripture. What? I'll go ahead and read it. But turn to Philippians 1. John talks about something that happened to us. We shall be like him. Philippians Christ, and to die is gain. But I wot not. For I am in a strait, having a desire to depart. I want to go home, be in heaven, be with Christ. And to be with Christ, which is far better. Far better than what? Far better than living now. Nevertheless, by the way, do you know a lot of people think that living now is far better than being with Christ? It's because they have too much in this world. Everything in the flesh. But Paul says, being with Christ is, Paul wants to stay here on earth to it's profitable for them to go to heaven, be with Christ. That's far better. That's what, something's going to happen when he is departed. 2 Corinthians 5, look at 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8. You have this here and there, here and there. See, Paul, like John, is very knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we're sure that while I'm living here, I'm away from Christ. I'm sure about that. He's very dogmatic. He's not guessing. He's not curious. He knows for sure that if he dies, he's going to be with Christ. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Verse number 8 says, confident. Twice he used the word confident. We are confident. I said, we shall be like him. Now, one more verse. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. For now we see through a glass. Now I know in. But then shall I know even as. We see through a glass darkly. You know, back in these days when Paul writes the last day, we look in the mirror today and we see a very clear. And you say, what a stud. And you look in the mirror. Paul's day, it was a polished piece of metal. A reflection. It was kind of fuzzy. So you really couldn't tell how handsome or how pretty you were. And so he used that to say, we look in the glass darkly. A piece of polished metal. It's not my horse, not my camel, it's me. But he says, when we see Jesus, there's a clear glass, a clear mirror. We'll see ourselves face to face when we see him face to face. And so that scenario is about when we get to heaven. And when we get to heaven, we get raptured. That is the seeing him face to face. Now, I have to eat by shark or by, it's all diced up. It's all digested. They have no prejudice. Will your body be recomposed miraculously? Probably so. Ashes, and the composition will be made. And then when you get to heaven, the body will finally catch up with the soul that's going to heaven before the rapture. At death or at the rapture, when we see him as he is, a changed body. Real body, but it'd be a change. Came into the upper room twice. He was in the midst of them. How did that happen? They're all distressed. Do you have anything to eat? And then the second time he shows up, he shows Thomas his hand. Thomas, see and feel and believe. Don't be dumb. Believe. But his body is different because he walked through a door. Now, no matter what the composition of the door was, it was a hardwood door probably. And he walked through not a pine door, but a hardwood door. He came right through that thing. The idea is that he walked through in his real body through a material substance called a door. It was a changed body, described as a glorified body. So he is, you be like him in what way? Have a changed body. The rapture, when you go up, your body has to change. Go up in the rapture, your body has to change for who knows how long. But let's take the body, the composition has to change to go through there, go into space, to get to the third heaven. Do you know that you cannot survive? So these mountain climbers, everything on your own, if you go past a certain health, radiation, it'll burn you up, and it's cold. You cannot breathe, and your body cannot tolerate the nature of space. So what do astronauts have to go out of their, I was going to say vehicles, to go out of their suits, that cause them to breathe in the radiation of space? But a second through space to get home. He watched him go through the clouds and he went up back to his heaven. How did he go through all that space, billions of light years away into the third heaven? How did he do that if he didn't have a different body? He had a glorified body, a changed body. John 3, he says this, we shall see him as he is. Now, what we will be physically is the body be changed to enable you to go through space when you're moving about you and left behind. Unless there's a supernatural change, unbelievable. This is like science fiction. But it's not. John concur. This is his post-resurrection body. Remember, Paul will have to have a body change. He didn't have a space suit. Twinkling of an eye at the last trump. The dead are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord with us. That means Tim's going to make it too. Tim's going to make it. Anyway, people. We shall be like Paul. John talks about this is in verse number facts. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth his pure. Okay, what we should be is what now John true. Because this is different from an average Christian life, we should live a life that is who we shall see, because the just people, they get it. Now, they're getting it is to say, like, I get it. Better to live more like you should live as a Christian. And so whatever happens to a person to get to that conclusion, then it ought to motivate you to become what you like now. Pure in heaven is not art. Pure in life now is art. He says we purify ourselves even as he is pure, if we believe that this is true. So John gives three things here. And the third one is the practical part. This is the outgrowth of knowing these two things, to think of his life differently than just living. It's okay for him to do because, oh, they sacrificed for years before. In the States, where it is local, and then it's state, and it's nationwide. But everyone who really believes that if they put out the best effort or this every day to become a Latin, then if you win other events, getting a gold is an achievement. The most recent guy, the swimmer who won all the gold medals, 24 or something like that.
Michael Phelps.
I mean, if you ever watch the Olympics, you were supposed to win some gold. And the winning touch, you should. It is so close, you have to have the sprint. They're so close that he won by a nose for real. Now, if he's Italian, he won by a nose. He lost by a nose. It is that close. It is that tight. The race is millisecond, 0.0. You know, it's so close. Why? Because all those years of the grief he went through one day, he better do everything. And all of that is tied to another message. Briefly speaking, is a clean person. His body is clean. His hygiene is clean. His morality is clean. His thinking is clean. He's in harmonized a person who lives in the world like the waste time at 10:45, but our thoughts. When that be a pure thing for people to see? It's not making any sense, does it? But wherever they go, and then you have, I mean, really, now I'm not going to say these things when there's little kids around, but except to, it doesn't make any sense for Christian to go around like that. It's gross. I'm just saying, practice every day where women should, how is that inclined to people have pure hair? If a man looks at a woman to lust after, he commits adultery, you see? And so it's contributing to people thinking things. So we have to be very considerate about these matters, all right? You know, like that, but when it comes, we should go along with certain things. We should, the idea that certain behavior dressing is appropriate. Okay? I just caught the big stink over here. I don't think this is too narrow-minded, but I'm two people, that's what you're going to deal with. So quit the vaping. Well, I quit smoking. Quit the limbs to have an anniversary. Isn't that nice? That's a blessing. All right, e-bulletins should be in your email box just 7:30 or so. And on the muse section, you know the thing. Christ doesn't want a few shares of interest. That's pretty. And be content with such things that you have. I will never. Okay, we shall pick and we will meet the guy. And then ladies' time at. Beth and Nathan. Okay, like last time. Okay.